Derech Eret Cadmel y Torah, one step, one tree, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Horitz, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Simcha. In Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Emor, Parak Chof Gimel, the Torah also goes through the Jewish calendar year, just like we learned yesterday. The Torah goes through the calendar year in Re'eh, Parak Tazayin of Devarim. So it also goes through the Shalosh Regalim. It also goes through the calendar year here, the Jewish calendar year, obviously, in Parshas Emor of Sefer Vayikra, Parak Chof Gimel. And I want to focus on one specific pasuk. Yes, it is a pasuk that deals with Chag HaSukkos specifically, but you will see the tremendous lesson of Simcha that we learned from this pasuk. So the pasuk is teaching us about Chag HaSukkos, and the pasuk says, "Ready, Perachav Gimel, pasuk Lambetes." I'm in Vayikra. Ach, the Chamisha Asar Yom Lechodesh Hashvi'i, but on the 15th day of the 7th month, that's what we call Tishrei, but Asbacham Estavu Asar, it's when you gather in the crop of the land. Sukkos is also known as Chag HaSif, Tachogu as Chag Hashem, Shivas Yamim. Shava Yom Tov, Tashem for 7 days, Bayom Arishon, Shabbason, Bayom Ashvi, Shabbason. The first day is a day of cessation and rest. The 8 days is a day of cessation and rest. That's the first day of Sukkos and what we call Shmini Atzeres. Ah, Perichav Gimel Pasuk Mem, Ulakach Dem Lachem Bayom Arishon, Pri Eitz Hadar, Kapost Marim, Va'anav Eitz Avos Va'arve Nachal. These are the Arba Minim. And you shall take for yourself on the first day, Pri Eitz Hadar. What's a Pri Eitz Hadar? The Esrog, Kapost Marim. What's Kapost Marim? The palm frond, that's what we call lulav. Va'anaf eitz avos va'arve nachal hadasim and aravos respectively. So we have here the inyan to take the arba minim. And how does the pasuk end? U'samachtum ufnei Hashem elkechem shivas yamim. And you shall rejoice, we're talking about simchas yom tov, before Hashem your God for 7 days. And when now we translated the pasuk. The pasuk can be broken up into two parts. One, the mitzvah of arba minim. Two, the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Listen to the whole pasuk again without interruption, but later, 23:40, Vayikra. In part one of the verse, and you should take for yourself on the first day the Esrog and the Lulav and the Hadashim and the Ravos. Part two of the verse, and you shall rejoice before Hashem your God for 7 days. I want to quote the great Mashpia from Eretz Yisrael of Meilech Birman Shlita, and he points out something that is so profound on this pasuk. I learned it years ago, and I really think it's life-changing. You know, people spend so much time choosing their lulav and esrog, a magnifying glass, the mas mehudar, it should be a priyat hadar, you should have a hidur mitzvah, of course you should have a hidur mitzvah. The Gemara speaks about a masecha Shabbos, kufa, a gemal, a base. Of course you have to have a hidur mitzvah, sukkah, na'eh, lulav, na'eh, and you take it to the rav, and you check if it's okay. And how many hours do people spend checking their lulav, esrog, their arba minim said, I'm not knocking that, God forbid. It should be mehudar, it should be beautiful. It should be kosher. But Meilech Biederman says, look at the pasuk. De'oraisa. What is a greater mitzvah? De'oraisa. De'oraisa, according to Torah law, biblical law, when do you have to take the arba minim? On the first day. Now, of course, Chazal come along and they say, no, we take it every day of Chag HaSukkos, putting aside Shabbos, so we shouldn't be over on the mitzvah of mitzvah, caring. However, we take the lulav and esrog, the arba minim, all days of Chag HaSukkos. But that's derabanan, deraisa b'yom arishon. But when it comes to Simchas Yom Tov, says Rav Meilech Biederman, that is the pasuk end. U'smachnu lufnei Hashem elkechem shivas yamim. You need to have deraisa 1 day, arba minim. But Simchas Yom Tov, 7 days. Says Rav Meilech Biederman, you learn from here the great degree of the mitzvah of having Simcha on a Yom Tov. It's a tremendous mitzvah. That when you compare it to the arba minim, what's a greater mitzvah? Simchas Yom Tov. I want to quote a vignette from the great Rav Moshe Twersky, Hashem Yimkom Damo, Zechut Tzadik Levracha, who was a Gaon Olam, the eldest grandson of Rav Soloveitchik, Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the Rav Zatzal. Rav Moshe Twersky was murdered in the Harnov Pigua over 10 years ago. One Motzei Yom Kippur, before Rav Twersky left to go home, Rabbi Yoni Ash was conversing with his Rabbi about various topics. A certain point, the Talmud began to speak to Rabbi about Chag HaSukkos. So Rabbi Yoni Ash said to Rabbi, what kavana should I have during Sukkos? What is the general idea? What should I be focusing on? Rabbi Yoni Ash thought Rav Twersky would launch into a whole exposition about the lofty concept of Sukkos. Rav Twersky answered, simply be happy. Yoni Ash pressed his Rebbe. He said, Rebbe, that's it. No other ideas. Rav Twersky responded, no other ideas. Just be happy. That's all you have to do. Be happy the whole Yom Tov. After a short pause, Rav Twersky added, it can be a difficult avoda. We're not coming up to Chag HaSukkos. We're coming up to Chag Shavuos and Matan Torah. But there's an Indian too. Rejoice. Usmach demufnei Hashem v'alkechem shivas yomim. We have to take this lesson of the Torah and our Gedolim with us, and we have to try, strive. It can be a difficult avoda, said Rav Twersky, but a person has to strive to always have that simcha, particularly when in their avodas Hashem on the Shalosh Regalim Kol Tov. Thank you so much to all. I wish everybody a beautiful day.